This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Brewers win 87 to 92 games.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every freaking single year, and they got rid of Hader, won the division. Got rid of Burns, won the division. They got rid of Devin Williams this year. They got some guy named Yoho. I think it's Craig Yoho.
Craig Yoho
also throws the Airbender. So look out, dude. He was their minor league pitcher of the year this year as a reliever.
Oh my God. Don't go look at Craig Yoho's stats. This
I'm
is
telling you,
oh
dude.
No. Craig Yoho across three minor league levels, which is a good sign, had a 0.94 ERA in 57.2 innings with 101 strikeouts.
So, yeah, that's what they got going.
We're playing Biloxi this weekend. Here comes Craig Yoho. They're going to be chanting Yoho around the stadium. A pirate's life for me.
That clip courtesy of Talking Baseball. Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show featuring me is coming up from 9 to 11 today. And Packers fans, coming up on March 1st is an event you surely will want to attend. Mason and his wife, Molly Crosby, who is a cancer survivor, will be awarded the prestigious Award of Excellence from the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. If you'd like to be a part of that black tie event, simply go to LombardiFoundation.org. All right, we are being joined now by Kurt Hoge, Brewers beat reporter from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can find him on social media at Kurt, C-Y-R-T. H-O-G-G. Kurt, it is great to be back chatting with you, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. All right, so we got a little bit of a snippet of Craig Yoho audio to kick things off there. This is the exact stuff that we tune into spring training and all the buzz and the news for. So let me just ask you this simply. All right, what do I need to know about Craig Yoho other than the fact that he's obviously dominated in the minor leagues?
Welcome. I think there's a lot of Brewers fans who have been following Craig Yoho for the last year, but if you haven't, welcome. It's a pretty fun ride simply because of the name and the fact that he, as they referenced there on that show, he does throw a bit of it like an airbender light, his changeup. There's really no good comparison in terms of the movement to it, except Devin Williams. There's not really anyone else that throws something like it, so... He'll be up probably at some point this year in the bullpen. He signed for $10,000 out of the draft in 2023 out of college in Indiana. So it's a pretty fun story. Like as far as baseball and sports stories go, it's pretty dang good to go from signing for basically pennies, relatively speaking, to being the minor league pitcher of the year, and now it's like, oh yeah, he's got this. This one pitch that no one else basically has, and he'll be up probably at some point with a fun name.
That's an incredible story. I'm excited for it already, and it just seems like something that the Brewers are consistently good at doing lately is finding those diamonds in the rough and taking pitchers and turning them into very, very good pitchers, which is a very good thing to have if you're a Major League Baseball team that maybe doesn't have the payroll that some of these other teams have. It sounds like we got some really great news also on Christian Yelich, who said he seems like he's going to be good to go for opening day. That seems like phenomenal news. Is that what you're kind of expecting and hearing as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think the question is going to be more maybe how does it hold up over the rest of the season, because
sure.
Back injuries, I don't know. I don't have a back injury, but my back doesn't always feel great still. And so these things are still, a little touch and go as they come. But, yeah, the hope and the idea is that this will help him avoid, the surgery will help him avoid, the 3-week absences, the 2-week absences where, frankly, it would flare up and then, it'd basically be like, okay, well, what's the timeline? And he wouldn't really know and the Brewers wouldn't really know because that's just how these things are. So if you can, it's still not going to be 160 games, 150 games. You're going to want to give him some days off in there just to, be certain. Spend a lot of days off his feet as DH. So once he gets into the flow of things, I think if you're looking probably like 140 games, 145 games, that would be a perfect sweet spot for the Brewers.
Yeah, I think most Brewers fans would probably sign up for that in just about an instant. You're listening to Kurt Hoge, Brewers beat writer from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can find him again on social media at Kurt Hoge. All right, two other injury sort of notes through the course of spring training so far. Brandon Woodruff already throwing, which is a great sign. He specifically said no setbacks for him, although not again expected to be ready for opening day, or at least that's the expectation. And then DL Hall, of course, a little bit more bad news with his injury there. Thoughts on Woodruff and Hall and where they kind of slot in through the course of the season and when they might be able to come back?
Yeah, the Brewers don't have a ton of pitching depth beyond their top four, their top five. DL Hall and Brandon Woodruff are two of those guys, but they'll need to be healthy. Woodruff's the big question mark. I mean, DL Hall is theoretically he'll be back, you know, early season. And Brandon Woodruff will be too, but we're just, with the nature of shoulder surgeries, we don't know how he will look when he's back. He's pitching off the mound. He's throwing to live batters. It's a big step. The hope for the Brewers is that he looks pretty close to the version of Brandon Woodruff that we've seen. But kind of like the back injury where we just don't know, like the shoulder injury is a similar version of that, where like Aaron Ashby, when he came back last year, he's another piece of this pitching puzzle. Is it took him 17, 18 months after his shoulder surgery to really look like his old self. So, you know, if the Brewers get that timeline, that's pretty good for Woodruff, and then he would look like his old self. But, yeah, we just we won't know until we fully see it, but there is some optimism that we will see it.
It feels like to me, and again, this might be my naivety, you know, on Brewers baseball just in general, I've almost reached the point of it feels like it doesn't matter only because they're going to have new pitchers that come up and just pitch great. Like they figure it out in the pitching lab, and some guy that had like a 5 ERA the previous year for some other team comes in and throws 3 ERA baseball for the Brewers. And then at some point you get Brandon Woodruff back, you get DL Hall back, you get Robert Gasser back, hopefully. And you just have these players that are going to come in through the course of the season, hopefully also pitching well. And it just, there's going to be other players that get hurt through the course of the year. It just feels like they somehow find a way to churn through them and just have good pitching, which is really an incredible thing to say, and really one of the reasons why the Brewers consistently win, at least have been winning year over year and actually getting in the playoffs year over year.
Yeah, this is why they outperform their projection numbers basically every year, their Vegas win totals basically every year. I think they're at like 83 or so wins coming into this year, and I'm guessing a lot of Brewers fans will expect more than that because that's just kind of where they've been at. Yeah, we don't know who the guys are going to be, but there are probably guys in that clubhouse right now that are going to end up pitching in key roles. Maybe it's Craig Yoho down the
right
stretch. It's you know, they signed Tyler Alexander last week. He was sort of a average-ish, like, innings guy for the Rays, and if the Brewers can get a little more out of him or a little more out of someone like Aaron Savali, like, we don't know where it's going to be, but every single year the Brewers do it more than basically any other team. They get more from less. That's a big testament to their pitching, their coaching staff, their pitching development at the big league level. Chris Hook, they didn't make a lot of moves this offseason. They didn't sign a lot of guys, didn't really make many trades besides the Devin Williams one. But they did re-sign Chris Hook to a multi-year extension as the pitching coach. So that's probably bigger than I think we're talking about right now.
Yeah, it might be one of the biggest deals that they could have made. Are you? I know that it's the Brewers, so maybe the answer here is an easy no, but are you surprised that they didn't do anything more in free agency? Is there any opportunity still for them to do anything in free agency, or are we pretty much looking at what this Brewer team is going to look like right now?
There's still a chance. I mean, like, you look at their infield, and you're kind of one injury away from not really being in a good spot with your depth. So I still feel like they could use someone who's done it before in the infield. But ultimately, like, I think I am surprised that the Brewers didn't really do a whole lot of anything. They signed, like, one guaranteed free agent. It was last week with Alexander. They brought in a couple of other guys on the 40-man, like Elvin Rodriguez, that are on non-guaranteed split contract deals. But I figured there would not be a ton of room. They would not spend a ton this offseason, and the market also didn't really have a lot of guys at the positions of need that probably they would see as worthwhile investments, but for the price tag at least. But yeah, I have a little egg on my face, I guess, because I figured there would be someone or something or a trade, and ultimately the Brewers are kind of going with the strategy that they've done in years past with some of these young guys, where it's like let them get their feet wet, they'll fail a little bit, and then hopefully, you know, you come out of it for the better on the back end, which we've seen with a lot of young guys.
maybe that big move will happen at the trade deadline as they try to make their hopefully very good team even better at that point in time. We will have to wait and see. We're being joined by Kurt Hoge, Brewers beat reporter from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. If you're not checking out his stuff, make sure to be doing so. It is absolutely incredible. All right, a couple other questions before we get you out of here, Kurt. You mentioned that infield depth. I know last year at times there was some dabbling and maybe cross-training Sal Frelick. Is he somebody that, and I know there's already reports that he is in the best shape of his life, incredible shape. You know, we always get those fun off-season stories. Is he just an outfielder, or could there still be some possibility that he dabbles in the infield as well?
I'd put it at like a small percent chance that he gets a little infield work. The fact that he's now got a gold glove out there and makes it a lot less likely, I think, you move him to the infield. I mean, the Brewers still do, like, they need to figure out who that fourth infielder is, along with Hoskins and Turang and Joey Ortiz. And, like, Pat Murphy is the one who loves the idea of Sal Frelick infielder more than anyone. And so that is why I'll always keep it alive in my head. Like, last year when I would refer to it as the, you know, the Frelick experiment, he would fire back about why are you calling it an experiment? I'm like, well, Murph, it hasn't happened yet. We haven't seen it. It's still like, I'm going to call it an experiment until I see it work. And I'm not sure it's ever actually going to end up happening, especially now that he's got the gold glove. And the Brewers do have like three or four guys they'll try out at third base, but it's break the glass. If there's an emergency, he could probably do it.
It's always nice to have options, if nothing else. But yeah, when you win that gold glove, it's kind of hard to take you out of that position. What's some spring training storylines that maybe we should know about, or maybe some key spring training battles that we should be aware of? What are maybe some, whether it's a well-talked about battle or maybe something under the radar, I'll let you kind of go in any direction that you want.
Sure. I mean, we talked about a couple already, like the health of Woodruff, how he's looking. He's already been on the mound once. You're always watching for other injuries. Like, these are the kind of things in spring training that matter, because frankly, a lot of it is just like the pitchers have to get enough innings, the batters have to get enough at bats under their belts. But with the Brewers, it's always like, what pitchers are going to show up that we didn't expect and look really good? Maybe it's some of the top prospects. In addition to Yoho, Jacob Mizorowski's in camp this year. He'll be throwing, probably starting in some big league games coming up here in the next couple of weeks. And the Brewers always have these non-roster invites, like Davey Garcia is one of them. He's on a minor league deal. Like, these sort of guys that come to mind that are, you know, some of these guys are going to end up being the guys that pitch really important innings for the Brewers. So who's it going to be? We will start to find out pretty soon in these games.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. This is such a beautiful time of year with Brewers baseball. Really quick, we know how awesome Jackson Chourio was throughout the course of last year, specifically towards the end of the year. Just how big of a star can Jackson Chourio become, and can he be the legitimate face of this franchise, all-star? Like, what's the ceiling here for Jackson Chourio?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the ceiling here is like full-on MVP. Maybe not this year.
Right.
Year two, it's like, usually it doesn't go as we expect. It's not always linear, especially in this game of baseball, but across sports in general, too. He's 21. He just came up to the major leagues last year. These guys often struggle. It's like he's going to be the focus of the game planning along with William Contreras, but like there's going to be a book on him. Pitchers are going to attack his weaknesses. How does he adjust? And we saw him adjust pretty quickly and pretty well last year. And that's the hope for the Brewers. And they believe, like, this guy is different. He's special. He's not an average 21-year-old. And he will have a pretty remarkable season. That's kind of what I feel is going to happen. But there's also that thought of just like, well, you don't know because he's 21 and he's in the big leagues. And it's his second year. So these things don't always go as we expect them to. But with special players like Chourio, you kind of think sometimes that they will.
Yeah. He has that remarkable quality to him. It's the it factor. You can't really put it on it. I went to one Timber Rattlers game to go watch him play when he was there. Immediately hits a home run. Obviously was at the game two in the playoffs last year. It was just incredible. Like, he just has that it factor to him, and I can't wait to see. I'm more curious, and again, I don't want to put expectations on somebody that are unrealistic. I'm more interested to see where he can get in the face of Wisconsin sports, you know, over the next few years. You don't know what's going to happen with Giannis. Of course, you've got Jordan Love. Like, it's a very interesting dynamic in Wisconsin sports. I want to see how high he can get on the pantheon of Wisconsin sports stars, and if he can maybe even become the face of Wisconsin sports at some point. I wouldn't put it past him. He's just that type of player.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I love the numbers guy. That's kind of how I view sports, and like the game is primarily through that lens. And so, like, it's not in my nature to be like, oh, this guy has the it factor. But with Churio, like, absolutely. When he was coming to the plate in the playoffs, and like, you just kind of see his demeanor, you felt something was going to happen.
Yeah,
and it ended up happening. So there's just not many guys that are like that. That give you that feeling when you just kind of look at them or see how they carry themselves. But he's definitely one of them.
He very much is. I'm so excited for not only this spring training, I'm so excited for Brewers baseball season. Thanks so much for taking a couple moments, Kurt, and getting us all hyped up and ready for it. What do you got coming out? What's out there already, and where can we find all of your incredible work?
Yeah, a lot of spring training stuff between Todd Rosiak and I at the Journal Sentinel. We're putting out lots of stuff by day, position previews, looking at who's in camp, all these stories, all the stuff you want to read about as the weather is disgustingly frigid in Wisconsin and there's snow, and you're looking forward to opening day in like, what, 5-6 weeks now? It's getting pretty close.
Yeah, it is. I can't wait. And again, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time. I know I'm so much more hyped now even for it than I was going into that conversation. So we will do it again soon, and enjoy the rest of your Monday. Sound good, my friend?
For sure. Thanks, man.
You bet. Talk to you soon. All right, when we come back, we're going to be going to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and text line 414-677-1250. It is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.